This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, last week brought positive economic outlook, but sideways trading in the cotton market. We have been watching as daily trading volumes creep lower in recent sessions. Open interest is stabilized after several weeks of decline as well. Now, the sell-off in crude seemed to pull all commodities lower, including cotton, as the downgraded demand outlook taking futures down nearly 8% in Thursday's trading alone. U.S. Treasury yields also continue to rally. That's lifting the value of the U.S. dollar, putting a little more headwind into commodities. As far as exports, it was overshadowed, but U.S. export sales a bright spot for cotton. As the week ending March 11th, cotton shippers booked a surprising quantity of net new sales, prices in the mid-80s, attracting another 438,000 bales of upland purchases for delivery in the current marketing year. Big buyers, Vietnam, China, and Pakistan. We'll also be watching for a revised forecast higher on April's World Ag Supply Demand Estimates report. Right now, commitments 99% of USDA's 15.5 million statistical bale target. I'm Tony St. James.